Hello and welcome to the Gigi and Saji podcast. World Explorer, wisdom and shenanigans. We have it all. This is a podcast about voices all around the world talking about passion and what moves us in life. Whether it's about a TV show, a book, or anything else that moves us, that's where you find it, the Gigi and Saji podcast.
Or did
have
I know?
You seen me?
Well, yeah, I feel like you do have one in there, which just concerns me.
Does Slender Man wear a bucket hat?
Yeah, what's more scary, Slender Man or Slender Man with a bucket hat?
Slender Man with a bucket hat.
Or just a guy in a bucket hat. Would you rather be chased by Slender Man or a guy in a bucket hat?
Well, I feel like the probability of me being chased by Slender Man is like a lesser probability than me being chased by a man in a bucket hat.
Yeah. To be fair, all bucket wearers are on high alert ever since you said they were.
Yeah.
They've got your pictures up in the stores.
I'm not allowed it.
And on that note, welcome back to the Gigi and Saji podcast, guys. As you can see, the fire is already stirring up. We had some interesting talks before, which, in fact, I guess is going to be involved in this. Today, we're going to focus on Loki episode 2, which should be interesting because the guys have literally not heard a thing about my thoughts so far, other than sentence, I think.
I already know where it's going.
And we're focusing on the villain side of our identities this time. As we have figured out, I'm not Iron Man, but various other test resolutions we had last time, which were more or less accurate, and this time we're taking time to realize that I'm of course correct on the villain side. So we're going to take a few tests again and see what happens. The first test we're going to take is, hang on,
the suspense is killing me.
If you were a villain.
The villains of the Marvel Universe. Sorry.
If you were a Marvel villain, which one would you be? That's the first test we're going to take. Stop shaming me just because I have so many European languages inside my fucking brain. I wanted to say tongue, that was weird.
She's losing it. It's been like 5 minutes.
That's assuming that I had it together at any point. Let's go. Which Infinity Stone would you want to have? Reality, power, time, mind, space, soul. Straight going for time.
Time, yeah. You read my mind.
Oh, reality. I'm going to go different.
Reality is good. How would you, your friends describe you? I always love these questions. Weird, peaceful, respectful, bossy, funny, smart. I'm going with weird.
I'm torn between weird or funny. They kind of come hand in hand. like, they find me funny because I'm weird.
Yeah.
So, weird or funny?
You decide.
Weird.
All right.
Weird and funny? Right.
Didn't even hesitate on that one, did you? Good lord.
Do you want the honest truth? There you go. Which color do you like? White, yellow, green, red, purple, or black? I'm going with red.
Green.
There was no. Was there blue? I didn't hear blue.
No.
What the fuck?
Blue is not in the pile.
It's a stupid chart, isn't it? You should at least have all of the colors.
So which one?
Red. Red. Yeah. Yes.
We're gonna have the same fucking solution if you keep copying me.
You're copying me.
Yeah. No, but it's your turn to get copied, Lola, because Craig always copies me, so it's a nice change.
Oh my god, these questions are already killing me. If a stranger bumped into you, what would you do?
Fuck you.
Forgive them, insult them. You literally just did that. Prepare for revenge, destroy their house.
Wow.
Kick them out, complain to any elder.
Wait, they bumped into me, right?
Also, like, why are there... The only nice solution is literally forgive them.
Yeah.
Like...
Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh.
Where's, like, forgive them, but in your mind, like, you're like, piece of fucking shit. Like,
I guess that counts as prepare for revenge.
Yeah.
Prepare for revenge, that's definitely me.
Scheme on how to ruin his life.
Which will probably be destroy the house, but, you know, I've got to prepare.
Yeah, I feel like some of those link, right? Like,
I'll go insult them. I'm very quick to judge on that one, I know that, because, like, I hate, like, for me, it's the simple thing of, like, can you have eyes and, like, look around where you're going? Thank you. Okay, which is your favorite movie? Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, Avengers Age of Ultron, The Avengers, Captain America, The First Avenger, Thor Ragnarok.
Wow.
I'm good with Ragnarok, hands down.
What a scale.
Yeah, that was a wild ride.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't hear Doctor Strange. Or Captain Marvel.
It might be because it could be an older test.
Well.
But they have Infinity War, so no.
Yeah, Infinity War will do for me.
I'll go with Captain America.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so my solution is Hela.
Done the quiz before. Yes! Definitely cheated.
Truth spoken. Cranky Red Skull.
Hey, I'll take it.
All of Hydra.
Yeah. All of Hydra's under my belt. Who saw that coming?
And Hannah has also a very super sexy solution. It's called Killmonger.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Oh, I'm obsessed. I've never looked better in my life.
I'm not going to lie, though. I look at Killmonger and then I think about Hannah and I don't know. The two just don't... you know, I'm trying to put it together, but...
I love, like, they also have little sentences. Mine is, kneel before your queen. Yes, peasants. Then we've got, you are the deluded captain. That's also very accurate. And then the quote from Killmonger is, nah, just bury me in the ocean with my ancestors who jumped from ships because they knew death was better than bondage.
Yeah, Hannah has said that before.
We love it.
It's my Twitter bio. No, no.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a Hannah quote.
Yeah.
Lola cheated, so we know that.
I did cheat. We nearly had the same things, right?
Yeah, but conveniently you got the one you wanted.
Conveniently.
This is Hannah all over again.
Wow, somebody's bitter.
After the Iron Man debacle of the last one, she's making sure every quiz leads to Howard.
Pinching him with middle fingers.
Pinching him with middle fingers? What does that even mean?
It's a metaphor, you knob.
I can't do a metaphor right now. I'm tired.
Yeah, you deluded captain. You heard the test.
Yeah, I'm old. Leave me alone.
Okay, we've got the next one. Answer these evil questions to see which Marvel villain you are.
Evil question.
Pick a superhero to fight. Thor, Spider-Man, Wolverine, Iron Man.
Hey, part of me wants to pick Spider-Man because I feel like I could take him. Wolverine's a definite joke.
Hello!
What was the first one?
Thor.
Can't really take him either. I'll go with Iron Man. Fuck Iron Man. I'd kick his little tin head around.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I was going to go Wolverine. I'd mix it up a bit.
Good luck. You'll be perishing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to fight Spider-Man because I'm going to befriend him afterwards.
Or like, because you're going to just freaking... You could take him in a fight.
I could also take him on a battle of wisdom. Like, 100%.
I don't think that's how superheroes fight, but go for it.
No one set the rules how we're going to fight, so...
True.
What would your ultimate goal be as a supervillain? To make a place in this world for me and my kind. I want to run the whole world and then some. I don't know, just break shit, I guess. I want to destroy literally everything.
definitely just break shit, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
There is a method to my madness.
Yeah, definitely me.
Okay, just break shit for you guys.
Lola's trying to not reveal her true plan right now. And it's like, what sounds less extreme?
I want to run the whole world. Yeah, that's why not go for the world thing? Why not? You should see me in a crown. What would your super villain soft spot be? Animals, outsiders, my significant other, I have no weakness. I'm so curious what solutions this is going to be, because I feel like this is a short test, because it's only 4 solutions each.
Probably animals for me. I feel like
outsiders, because outsiders can be animals too, you know?
Sorry. You made me choke on my drink in that answer.
I'm just outsmarting the test again. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, you just say things. I want to go for I have no weaknesses.
Yeah.
I love that. If you could read minds, how would you use it for evil? I'd leak all of the government's secret because they deserve it. If I'm going to say this answer, I think this podcast is going to be shut down. I'd snoop and see what people think of me so I could manipulate them. I'd find people's weakness so I could lead them to their demise. I'd learn all their secrets so I could humiliate them endlessly. To be honest, I'm going for the government, you know? Like, I would be happy to expose... I should not say something.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, I think I'm going for that one. It's a test, you know? It's a fun test, so...
What, was there one, something about learn about them so you could...
Manipulate them?
Yes, that's me.
That one.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
That's the second for me, to be honest.
Yeah, well, the last one was the one I wanted to pick.
All the secrets so you could humiliate them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Color for evil costume, red, green, black, purple.
Ooh.
Green, please.
Purple.
And I'll... Ooh, I look good in everything, that's the problem.
You look good in a bucket hat, though, that's the question.
Yeah, I feel like...
I would, hands down, but it's not my piece of art that I want to put onto my body.
It will be. You get one as a nice gift.
Red or black, this is... I go with red. Ooh, I'm Magneto. That's hot. Yes, 100% agree. At least your heart is in the right place. You think so? Oh my god, Craig is Thanos. Get out.
Hilarious.
The quote like says, the scary purple guy with stones. Yikes.
Yikes.
Anna, I have to unfortunately marry you. You're Loki.
Yes.
I'm taking Hannah.
You said unfortunately, like, why is that a bad thing? Oh, no, I have to marry you. What a shame. That was in my plan all along.
I mean, it's just a shame, so, because I'm not going to share you with Steve, so he has to deal with that.
Oh, that's kind of hot, though, fighting over me.
Oh my god, you two, please. Actually, you should have done this on your own, you were right. Good lord.
I'm good now. Amazing.
I wonder if we can get to this point that Craig leaves on his own.
Wow.
How uncomfortable on the meter are you right now?
And no comment.
Okay. Live your best evil life and we'll reveal which Marvel villain you are. What time are you waking up? 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 10 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 a.m.
Why, they were so out of whack that I lost track like halfway through.
It's basically anything from 7 onwards up till 12 a.m.
Okay.
I'm a solid 7 a.m., so there we go.
Go with 10, 11 for me. One of the two.
10 or 11. That's a big what's the average? Is it towards lean 11 or is it towards
10
lean?
On a good day, 11 on a on most
days. I'm like, 10 on a good day, like 4 o'clock on a bad day.
Not getting up on a bad day.
No. Yeah, I'll go 10 o'clock as well.
There we go. 10 for both of you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What's for breakfast? Breakfast cereal, avocado toast, English breakfast, pancakes, egg and toast, waffles. That's always so unfair. Like, I want all of this.
Pancakes!
Yeah, I can't. Waffles I'll go with. But I want pancakes with my waffles. So
waffles or pancakes?
Waffles! But I want pancakes as well!
You want a pancake waffle?
Yeah.
Waffle. Waffles win on this one. Waffles are just the shit. What are you doing for the day? Reading, watching Netflix, studying, playing video games, shopping, going on a walk. That's a long walk if you just go on a walk for a day.
Hey, you have the whole day to yourself. You just walk for like 12 hours.
But like, I want to do like a few of these things at different hours. Like, I don't want to just do one of these all day.
No, video games all day, please.
I'll go with reading. Reading would be my first choice.
I might go Netflix then.
I was close with Netflix, but I consume more books. Drinks, water, juice, soda, coffee, smoothie, wine. I'll go with coffee.
Coffee.
I'll go with wine.
Yeah, we know.
You have been outed. Wow.
Wow. That is alcoholism revealed. She's drinking a pint right now. You can't see it.
It is a water.
She's
just
drinking
like
a pint. She's been drunk the entire time.
What's for lunch? Grilled cheese, ramen, sushi, pizza, salad, tacos. That's unfair. That's how can you put ramen and sushi in the same place? That's not okay.
Whoever tacos.
And pizza.
One of these, please.
I feel like the salad is just there, like, we can't just throw in unhealthy food, so we're just going to bring in salad as well.
I'll
go for grilled cheese, please.
I'll go for sushi.
Goddammit, I was going to go for sushi.
Too late.
No, I want sushi.
What TV show are you watching? Teen Wolf, Daybreak, Modern Family, Stranger Things, Elite, The Umbrella Academy. Oh, that's unfair. There are three of my favorite TV shows in there. I go with Elite.
None of the above.
Can I watch an episode of Teen Wolf, then Stranger Things, and then The Umbrella Academy?
So which
one? Probably Umbrella Academy.
God damn it, I was going to say Umbrella Academy.
Okay, I'll do Teen Wolf because it's a close one.
You can have the Umbrella Academy.
Thank you.
I also will have the Umbrella Academy.
It's a great show.
I changed my answers for no one.
What are you having for dinner? Burger, fried rice, fried chicken, chicken wings, spaghetti and meatballs, steak and fries.
We stop with the absolute travesty of choices. Like,
I'll go with burger.
Yeah, I'll go burger as well, please.
I too shall have one burger.
You also want a burger?
Yes, please.
Now, what's for dessert? Cookies, ice cream, cheesecake, sticky toffee pudding, donuts, cake.
Cheesecake, please.
All of the above mixed into one bowl.
Go with donuts.
God fucking damn it! You people stop! Right, I'm gonna start saying my answers straight away now. Donuts, please.
Get out of my brain! It's so funny because, like, I've been saying in the description of the last episode that this was the widest episode, but I feel like this one is a strong, strong competitor. And now, what time are you going to bed? 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11, 12, midnight, whenever I feel tired.
whenever I feel cute.
Go to Ice Man Pass! I definitely
okay. Recently, it's midnight for me, so.
It's like 2 a.m. on a good day.
Time for midnight snack, nuts, cupcakes, tortilla, chips, popcorn, sandwich, cereal.
Cupcakes.
Okay. Cupcakes at midnight? Are you guys?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It's normally
okay,
what I'm
okay, doing. Okay, okay.
For hardly anything at late at night, if it's in reach.
Ooh. That's so. I'll go with tortillas.
What?
At night, yes.
Cupcakes and you have tortillas?
Yeah. What's wrong with having nachos? Also fucking guacamole, man.
What's wrong with having cupcakes?
I didn't say anything is wrong with cupcakes.
You brought it up. You meant
this
it.
This is why we have different layers in the fridge, you know? Also, you and me are both Red Skull. This is because we chose the same thing. Like Red Skull, you're dedicated and you don't want people to stand in your way. You like being in charge, but you can let power cloud your judgment sometimes. Yeah, how we feel about that, Craig? Also, Hannah, can you stop being the most attractive villains in all these quizzes? You're again Killmonger. Hey! Just like Killmonger, you're iconic. Can 100% agree? You want to help people, but not in the best way possible. You're determined and can feel intense emotion, just like Eric.
Ah.
Eric. Right. We're doing good so far. Like, how are you feeling about Thanos, though, Craig?
I just don't feel like any of these. I'm not a villainous type.
I'm not a villainous type, but I'm going to pull a Hydra.
Wow, wow. We're stooping to these low levels, are we?
I
will be the villain type by the end of it.
You have to look up.
Okay.
You can't beat me. I'm having a run today. Oh.
I don't have the energy for you today.
That's okay.
Or any day, for that matter.
Yeah, that's also okay. That's how our friendship works. Okay, next one. Everyone is a mixture of a villain, Avenger, and a Guardian of the Galaxy. Who are you? I feel like this is the one where we get the most controversial answers.
Sure.
So, which Infinity Stone would you want? Power, space, reality, soul, time, mind?
Reality.
Time, please.
But reality is always a good close. Which place would you want to visit? Asgard, Wakanda, Xander, Nowhere, Vormir, Titan. Interesting as well.
Probably Xandar for me.
I'll go Asgard, please.
Yay! Chilling in Asgard together.
Oh wow, if I had said Asgard, it would have been off for fuck's sake, but Hannah says it, it's all, oh yeah, woo.
Look, we're just because we're getting married, okay?
Enjoy your wedding in Asgard.
Right. I will be attending. Not invited then? We wanted to send you the invitation, but okay.
Yeah. I'm declining it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which Avenger would you choose to fight crime with? Spider-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch, Captain Marvel. Ooh, these are all very good. Let me think. Let me think about my skills and what measure.
Run us through the process.
I would either go with Strange or Captain Marvel.
Same. Convenient.
Could you read the list again, please?
Spider-Man, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Scarlet Witch, Captain Marvel. I'll go with Strange.
I'm going to go Spidey.
Spider-Man.
I will go with Captain Marvel.
Is it working? Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Which color is your favorite? Blue, green, red, yellow, black, purple.
Green, please.
Red.
Blue, please.
Yeah, I wanted to say, are you taking blue now?
Yes,
at the moment. What would be your first reaction if a stranger accidentally hurts you? Why is it always stranger hurting us or bumping into us? Hurt them back harder, ignore them, forgive them, ask if it was an accident, hurt them back and say it was an accident. I'll go with, do I ask for an incident or do I say insult them? It depends on like how, you know. But it says accidentally hurts you. And then go with the accident.
I will ignore them.
I'll forgive them.
At least Hannah is something that has good sense.
Hannah's definitely lying.
Which of these movies is your favorite? Avengers, Captain America Civil War, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame. I'll go with Ragnarok again.
Yeah, I'll go Ragnarok, please.
Oh my god, you two just go elope now to Asgard. What you can.
Oh, are you jealous?
I will go with Endgame.
Are you okay?
No. Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, oh fucking god, why? Craig, we're the same solution again. We just chose different things. Oh my god. Also, apparently we're Iron Man, Rocket, and Loki. You're the Iron Man part. I am Loki, and something together we're Rocket. That's the only thing I can accept the solution.
Yeah, that sounds about right. To be honest, all three I can resonate with.
Yeah. You've got Iron Man, Rocket, and Loki. You are very intelligent and a real go-getter. You are more clever than others and are unafraid to let everyone know it. You also have a fantastic sense of humor. Oh, thank you, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, I don't know about all of that, but...
Hannah has Thor, Mantis, and Zemo.
Oh!
We love that. You got Thor, Mantis, and Zemo. You are very brave and will always stand up for your enemies, no matter your odds of winning. You're a bit on the quieter side and really hate to get involved in conflicts between your friends. You are very smart. I also love the part of like, what can we say about Zemo? Yeah, he's very smart. So let's get in that.
Just like you love to just like not get in on the conflict. Like this whole all these episodes is just the three of us arguing.
Hannah definitely did the quizzes beforehand, and now I'm leaning towards Hannah cheating.
Oh, for God's sake!
She gets the best ones every time.
So, oh, hang on. I'm missing a quiz, I think. I'm missing the soulmate quiz.
Uh-oh.
Because we have the one right now with everyone is a mixture of a Marvel hero and villain. Which one are you? But we're missing the soulmate quiz. So that means we have two quizzes left, which is exciting. That means something. Oh my god. How are we feeling about the solution so far, guys?
Hate it.
Yeah, certainly, right? Sharing a solution with me. How could we? There we go. That's the one. Okay, so next one is everyone is a mixture of a Marvel hero and villain. Which are you? This better be good. Choose an MCU location to live in. Wakanda, Avengers headquarters, Nowhere, Asgard, Stark Tower, Sakaar.
Asgard, please. Asgard.
Wait, can you go again?
Wakanda, Avengers headquarters, Nowhere, Asgard, Stark Tower, Sakaar.
I'll go to the Avengers headquarters.
Just going for basic New York, okay.
I wasn't feeling the others, okay?
Choose a weapon to fight with. The Infinity Gauntlet, Mjolnir, Stormbreaker, Captain America's Shield, Jarvis, Loki's Scepter. I mean, that's technically a stone, right? So...
I say it's a gauntlet, to be honest, but...
Wait, was it the shield?
Shield is there.
Okay, I'll have the shield, please.
And good luck.
Do I go with Mjolnir or Stormbreaker? I think I'm going with Stormbreaker.
I'm not picking the gauntlet because that's the trap. not falling for that one.
It's a trap.
What was the other ones?
Mjolnir, Stormbreaker, Shield, Jarvis, or Loki Scepter?
I'll go with Jarvis.
Oh,
Jarvis.
what the hell was that for?
Oh, cute little witch.
Yeah, I don't need your freaking patronizing tones or whatever you call it. Patronizing. I don't know. Whatever. Continue with the game.
You know we love you.
Let's get this over and done with.
It wasn't meant to be patronizing. It just felt like it was a cute idea. I'm just being basic The shield.
Dig the hole.
Fine, I won't be nice to you anymore. Do you know what?
Villain quiz. There is no friends here.
Choose a guardian to be your best friend. Star-Lord, Gamora, Groot, Rocket, Drax, or Mantis. I'm going with Star-Lord. As friends, plus. Yeah.
Starts as friends is the aim, and then it works its way up.
Mm-hmm.
Like this plan.
Mm-hmm. Though Rocket is a strong close.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go with Groot.
I love that. Choose a food from the movies. Tacos, fondue, strawberries, shawarma, champagne, yarrow root. Why would anyone choose yarrow root? Why?
When is champagne like a meal?
Apparently in Iron Man 2.
Yeah, I love how all these like choices like just like we really ran out of ideas on this question.
Shawarma is great. I'll go with shawarma.
Yeah. Can I get tacos, please?
Oh, God, I was going to say tacos. I'll have tacos as well. Yeah, I should have just said it first.
Who's an Avengers movie? The Avengers. Age of Ultron, Infinity War, Endgame, all of the above, none of the above.
Wow, finally.
Can I get the Avengers, please?
Guy, if I have to pick one more Avengers movie, I'm going to scream. all of the above, though, please.
I'll go with Ultron. Choose an Infinity Stone. Time Stone, Space, Reality, Soul, Mind, Power.
Is anyone changing their answers?
I'll go with time again. Staying solid on the ground.
Time for me, please.
Reality for me. Start to mix it up a bit.
And finally, choose a DC character. Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Flash, Cyborg.
Wonder Woman! Sorry. I'm really excited.
Am I going to go with Barry Allen to then punch him in the face, or do I go with Wonder Woman to then be stepped on? I don't know.
Two very good arguments.
Yeah.
You can step on me.
Is my love for Barry Allen back? Is it back? I don't know.
I'll take the Flash.
Okay, I'll go with Wonder Woman then. I'll leave you to it.
Oh no.
We're the same, sure.
This is why I wanted to take none of the above, because I knew that if I would take Ultron, it leads me to Iron Man and Ultron. Of course I'm going to get the fucking piece of machine based by the bloody worst character in the whole MCU.
Stop picking it then.
You are apparently Thor and Hela, and solutions have been switched. Oh, interesting. Hannah is Captain America and Pierce. That's so random. Like, Alexander Pierce.
You know, the old dude?
Oh, cool. Okay, sure.
Random. That's so freaking random.
Yeah. I think, definitely, Craig, you've already taken this test before, clearly, because you're cheating, so...
Well, you mixed up my solution with yours, 100%.
Look, the test can't be wrong, Lola. You've taken so many, you just have to at some point accept that they are what they are.
Yes, thank you.
Are you enjoying being up on your high horse now, Craig?
Well, you know, I just never get the good ones.
Okay, One last test before we discuss Loki. We'll reveal which Marvel villain you should marry based on the wedding you throw.
Love this.
This one's going to be a rough one.
Choose the venue. Church, beach, lake, backyard, barn, park. I'll go with lake.
I was going to go lake, please. Maybe we're the ones at the same wedding.
Yeah, I was going to say, you two are just planning your wedding here, so you might as well not even bother. One of you might as well just answer the question for the other.
Oh my god, I was going to say lake too. No, you weren't. Yes, I was.
Yeah. We'll start the funding for your wedding by the end of this episode.
Excellent.
I'll have church, please.
I love how you literally get all these locations and like, no church.
whoa, let's not get judgmental here. Yeah, anyway.
No.
The lake was fully booked, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I'm not going to have my wedding at the same place you two are having yours.
Oh my god. Sneaky wedding outfit. Oh, you guys can't see, so this is gonna be fun. So we've got the first one, which is a super cool dude with suit and tie. Not tie, it's the other thing that I don't know the English name to. The little thing.
But no, back up a second. let's crack this first one. Little thing. What are we a bow tie or like
bow tie, is that the word?
Okay.
What's your different words for that in German? Like,
go on.
Oh yeah. Then we've got super pretty wedding dress aesthetically with a bunch of flowers. Then we've got a lady. this is killing me. Why are you doing this, BuzzFeed? Then we've got super nice little white dress on a field. And then we've got businessman suit, certainly Gucci or Prada. Then we've got a little maybe Alice in Wonderland dress. And then we've got red suit. I'm going with the red suit.
What do you think I would look good in
that dress? Lola's already spoiled it. She can't look at the dress.
Oh, no. I'll have the dress in the field.
I'll have the first one.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, I mean, it was either that or some dresses, you know, so options were limited.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Now it's also like pick a cake. Okay, so we've got wild because I have to make these descriptions. Okay, so we've got two double caked strawberries, blueberries, and actually a lot of sugar. Then we've got very nice decorated with some, I believe it's marzipan flowers on top cake. Then we've got very basic average cake with roses on top. It's just plain white. And then we've got the tower, which is like roses cake. And then we've got the cheaper version of the tower, which is just roses and a bit, and then no cake as answer as well. I'll go with the strawberries.
I'm gonna go roses and cake, please.
Whatever the first one was.
Do you mean the last one or the basic roses and cake?
Oh. Wait.
There were like, the last one is like the double tower roses. And then we've got triple tower roses and basic roses.
Triple tower. I want more cake. Cake is why I'm getting married, other than that I love you, Lola. But cake is.
I have no words.
Did you say, Craig?
The first one.
Okay. So
although I really like your description of average cake.
Yeah.
That was almost winning me over just because I like the idea of that I have invited you to the wedding and you go, wow, look at this average cake. like, wow.
Okay. How many guests will you be having? 10 to 20, 25, 35, 40, 50, 50 plus 100? Just me and my partner. Oh, God. If I say something wrong now, people will get upset. Hannah, what are we doing?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, 10 to 20, all the people in the rev chat, the end.
I was saying, now's the time to be honest about how many friends you really think you have.
I would say, like, It could be that. Because, like, I would rather have a smaller ceremony and then just throw a wedding party, which is right. Not, you know? See?
That's what
God
I was
going to
say.
Guys, you're not literally wedding planning. Remember this. It's a BuzzFeed quiz. Let's back up a bit. Remember the scenario first. You're not going to have to put the invites together. You're just filling out a BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh my
gosh.
This might be the only wedding I have, Craig. Okay,
Okay, so 2020 for you as well, Hannah. Okay, and you, Craig?
Whatever's the one after 10-20.
25 and 35. Yeah. Choose a first dance song. Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis. All of Me by John Legend. I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. Your Song by Elton John. Lover by Taylor Swift. Oh, all good ones.
Can I get Perfect by Ed Sheeran, please?
This.
This is why you're the perfect person.
Oh, God. Oh.
Everyone's gonna come back at me if I'm gonna choose Taylor Swift in this moment.
That would blow my mind right now.
Where are all the, like, you know, darker, edgy songs? Like, everyone is just, I'll go with I'm Yours, to be honest.
Nice.
And you, Craig?
I'll have Can't Help Falling in Love.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yeah, a good classic. Oh, no. Pick a bouquet. Okay, let's go. White flowers, roses, just very white. Then we've got lilies and a bit of pink other flowers that I can't recognize in the English language. Then we've got orange roses and tulips. Then we've got another bunch of, like, green stuff and white roses.
Grass in a bouquet, my favorite.
Yeah. And then we've got a wonderful beautiful blue flower with a bit of white something around it. And then a very basic white and pink rose bouquet.
Can I have the blue one, please?
Hey, have you ever thought about being a wedding planner?
As a stand-up comedian, yes. I'll go with the orange ones.
I'll take the blue ones as well.
And finally, pick a unique activity for your wedding. Karaoke, photo booth, fireworks, DJ booth, dessert bar, dance battle. Dance battle, 100%.
Oh. I think that'd be ready, Hannah.
Yeah. This is why you're coming to the wedding, Craig. This is finally our dance battle going to happen.
Can't wait.
I also want dessert bar.
Yeah, I'm going with dessert bar.
Yeah, I'll go dessert bar.
Okay. Oh my god! I should marry Ultron? What the hell?
It's perfect, of course.
Oh my god, like the... You're having the same, Craig. So who's in the same boat now? I'm so sorry, you're having Thanos.
Yeah, all right, at least Thanos
ain't that bad. Also, how the fuck have Craig and I the same solution again?
It is at this point.
Oh god. If anyone wants to trade, please let me know. I'd be very happy.
Move over, Siri. While he may be a robot, Ultron would treat you like royalty and never fail to defend your love against anyone who stood in your way.
He was going to wipe out the human race, but I guess, yeah, he decided, nah, you're cool. He said, nah, actually, I quite like you.
Oh, gosh. Thanos, you and the Mad Titan himself. Thanos would be a great pair. He'll love and care for you deeply. He's got the drive to make the future all yours. With potentially wiping out half of the other.
Yeah, he threw his daughter off a cliff.
Yeah, he would sacrifice our adopted daughter.
It'll be you going down the cliff next, but never mind.
Yeah, that one didn't work. Bye, darling.
Yeah.
Also, what did you say about me and Craig that we were meant to marry an AI? Like,
that says it all, really. I don't think there's much more to add. Me and my Google Home are already in a budding relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have Ultron. I'm 100% fine with finding Loki myself, so. Or Zemo, or Killmonger.
Pretty much any of the other options would have been better.
Literally the worst wellness test. So if you have been following us up until this point, listeners, congratulations. You have more Marvel Madness discovered in this episode. Now we're going to talk about Loki episode 2. And I'm just throwing right away. What were your thoughts, guys?
Let me pull up the notes.
The notes.
The prepared this week.
To be honest, some of these notes are really stupid because I write stupid things when I watch it. but I'll try to focus on the good ones. I don't know, just give you a stupid one. You know, there was the bit at the start where they play I Need a Hero. Yeah, I just put Yo Shrek 2 hype song. So like that's where, but anyway, that's just a stupid note. I love Miss Minutes. I feel like if you're gonna like one thing from Loki, it's Miss Minutes, the little hologram, clock, face, whatever you want to call it. I love her. She's great. She's about the best thing about it so far. This was quite a good episode, to be fair, from what I remember. It was a lot of, I really like Loki sort of and Mobius's relationship. I think they're really interesting. Like, because I'm still concerned it's going to go like a way I don't want it to, which is, which will be sad. But for now, I quite like the little like banter they have and the kind of way, like Mobius is like, it's like Loki's therapist. Everyone's had a therapist in their TV show. And this is Loki's, you know, and I like their relationship. We just had loads of I can't remember why I want to see Loki as Michael Scott from The Office, but I have no idea why, because I cannot remember the context of what that scene was, but there was something that made me think Loki, we need to see Loki in like a US Office type scenario, but I cannot think of why. We had some interesting stuff in terms of like Loki learning about Ragnarok, which I thought was a surprise. I didn't really think he would learn about that side of like the other Loki's sort of life, which is interesting, because again, like I like the ideas of, like I say, like it's that spooky thing of like, what if someone just kind of laid out your life in front of you and you're like, what the fuck? You know, which is, it's interesting to see. There was a lot of that stuff, because they were saying like how like they apparently like Loki variants are pretty common, which is interesting, and like there's like loads of different Lokis, which again is kind of interesting. But again, we spoke about how it's kind of a bit of a flaw of writing as well, because it kind of feels like you could just say like is that classic like multiverse thing where like once it exists, it means basically like we have a million of the same character if we want it, you know. Which it sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. Like, I think Spider-Man's a better example where it does work, because we have some interesting Spidey people, but then we also do have, like, Spider-Cop. And just, like, if they can mash the two things together, they will. So I'm sure out there they've probably, I guarantee it's, like, a ton of just random Loki, like, mashups that just maybe don't work. But, oh yeah, there was my favorite bits from this episode where I like Loki playing with the salad when he was using the salad to describe that, like,
like, yeah, that was great.
Which, that was really funny. I liked him in Pompeii as well. That was that was a really good. That's more of what I want to see, which is what's killer, because I'll get to this as I get to the end of the episode. But they've kind of jumped the gun. I wanted to see more of what I thought we were going to get, which is Loki going around like being goofy in these like, you know, really tragic events, which I think we're still going to maybe get. But yeah, I loved him at Pompeii. Like, I'm pretty sure he says my favorite thing as well, which he frees a bunch of goats and he's like, be free, my horned friends. And I just love shit like that. And like, I love the idea he's there, right? The literally Pompeii, what's the volcano? Mount Vesuvius is erupting. And he's just like, you know, getting about, dancing about, watching this, like, you know, absolute tragic thing happening, and that's what I want more of. So then we get to the end of the episode, which I know Lola is going to have her thoughts. It was funny. I just read a note that says, ooh, Lola ain't going to like TVA versus Asgard. There was a part where they were throwing like Asgard quotes versus TVA quotes together or some shit like that, which is just, I remember I wrote that. For some reason I put, wow, maybe I am Mobius. there must have been a specific thing he says that relates to that. But yeah, I think I'm Mobius in this. I just stole other quotes as well and put, I guarantee we'll see this on a t-shirt soon. But yes, let me jump to the end of the episode quickly, where just to go give my last little thoughts. There's some very interesting stuff in that last episode, which I'm not sure how it's going to all pan out, so it's hard to say. But it's interesting we jump to like 2050, which is always a very dangerous thing to do, because they established a world now, and obviously I'm assuming the multiverse is going to break. Well, I don't know why I'm saying assuming. I know the multiverse is going to break. Or is breaking. And so I guess that future no longer exists realistically, but it definitely pokes holes in that thing of like, you know, when you solidify something by saying like, hey, in the year 2050, Rox Corp's going to take over stuff and things like that. It's kind of makes the world a bit scarier. And like, I wanted to go through and note all the, they mentioned like class 10 apocalypses as well, which it'd be interesting to see if they had any dates to see if they still occur in our universe. But yes, then we got to, so I feel like I'm taking such a tangent. We got to the big reveal, which was really
big reveal.
I call it the big reveal, but I must admit it was a bit of a kick in the teeth it's funny because we spoke about it, which is why when I first saw it, I was like, Lola's gonna be pissed. Because it was just, we literally called it, like, which is what's kind of annoying is I don't understand the point of setting up, oh, there's a hooded figure causing chaos. And then within the next episode, you're like, and here they are. Like, it's just like, okay, why didn't we just see them anyway? Like, at that point, we might as well have seen, I don't know what we're going to call her. I think if I use the term Lady Loki, we might break down. But there's definitely a lot of interesting theories that she's not Lady Loki, but it feels very obvious that they want her to be seen as Lady Loki, and maybe she's something else like Enchantress or some other whatever. But yeah, that was interesting reveal, and at the same time, like, I don't know, it feels I like the show, so I'm not gonna I'll let Lola rip it to shreds, but it definitely was just a disappointment in the terms of I just don't see what the point of it was. I guess is like I feel like I've said it last time, but I think the show's sole purpose is to just show us the multiverse, isn't it? Which kind of means that the plot is irrelevant. And I think that's why I'm disappointed, because it feels like it doesn't matter who was behind it, really, and the fact that it's not really going to matter, and we're not going to explore that stuff more because we have the sole purpose of breaking the multiverse, and that's what this show is going to do. So yeah, they. Other than that, yeah, they just. I'm assuming at the end of this episode, they broke reality, right? Or they bombed the sacred timeline, or whatever. So, you know, well, I'm still excited to see where it's gonna go, but I guess I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing that I don't know where it's gonna go, which is quite nice. But yeah, there's almost. It's like there's something in the back of my mind with every episode that makes me go like, I don't know. But I will say. I'm trying to theorize some sort of shite at the end of every episode. And I'm still on the fence that the TVA is evil, but I'm more on the fence now that the TVA or the timekeepers are not real. I don't know what I fully mean by that, but someone is like, I don't know if the timekeepers are even real. I don't think they're real, to be honest. I think someone else is pulling the strings, maybe Kang or someone else. And I also don't think the TVA is necessarily, like, I don't know why I say it's not real, that's not. But the TVA is definitely a puppet, you know, is I guess the easiest way to what I'm saying. The TVA is not Yeah, it's not this big organization that we think it is. I think it's some shit behind the scenes, but like I say, I haven't got enough to go on. Yeah, but hey ho. Loki! That was my long-winded whatever.
No, it was really great, and I'm really glad because I realized I've forgotten so much of the episode. So thank you. That was like a nice little recap. Thank you. I think I'm kind of in the same boat. There's things I have enjoyed about it, but I'm still just feel like there's something missing for me. Like I still think I want something more from it, and I'm not sure what, but I just. Yeah, it's like you said, Craig, at the end of every episode, I thought, oh, great, yeah, no, I'm just not getting that satisfaction, and, like, I don't think I've been drawn in enough to want to know about the TVA and, you know, who Lady Loki, if she is or isn't Lady Loki, who she might be, and, I just don't know. I've heard rumours that it might be, I can't remember her name, but it might be Loki's girlfriend from the comics, which would be quite interesting. But they obviously don't know each other yet in this realm. So I just want more. More? I don't know. It's kind of like stressing me out a bit because I kind of really want to enjoy it. And I'm just hoping that in a couple of episodes there'll be something that clicks and I go, oh my goodness, this is amazing, or yes, I'm here for it, I love it. I just right now, like, I love the salad bit. I thought that was brilliant. And like, yeah, I like their relationship, as you said, Craig, that, you know, Mobius and Loki, that's really cool. But again, though, for me, it's almost not strong enough to be like, let's watch it. Like, I think with, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier, from the moment we saw the trailer, we were like, I'm almost don't care what happens. Their relationship, their chemistry is so brilliant, so funny, so emotional that I will just watch it because I love them. I think they're brilliant. Whereas I'm not getting that yet. And I just want some more cameos. I want another cameo from somebody or even like another minor character, because essentially, with the time traveling and the disasters and going everywhere, you could have loads of characters in from the MCU. But at this point, I just don't feel like they're going to do it. And that's one of the things that I do generally love about Marvel, is that they do introduce cameos and have people here and there. And, you know, we had like Rhodey and Falcon and Winter Soldier for an episode, and it just really feels like it's part of the world. Whereas this, to me right now, doesn't feel like it's part of the world at all. And I know if it is the multiverse, you know, I guess we could argue that, well, It's different worlds coinciding together, but they're still part of each individual world. So it'd just be nice that, I don't know, like even in like the first episode when he's queuing, that maybe somebody we briefly met before is also there. And Loki's like, why are you here? And he's like, oh, I messed up my timeline. I ate breakfast late or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that would have been a really nice, like, I don't know, anything. Whereas this just feels so separate. It almost feels like another company has just bought the character of Loki and is now like running with it. And I'm waiting for it to be integrated into the world. And I'm just worried that if we do get any more films, none of this will have ever mattered. No one will care. We'll never reference this series again. And it'll just feel a bit of a shame. That's kind of where I'm at with it. But, you know, I'm still love... Lola's getting ready. But I still love Tom Hiddleston and Loki, and I'm going to watch it to the end because, you know, I do love Marvel and I'm excited. I'm willing to see where it goes is probably the best way to describe it. Over to Lola.
Rest in peace.
Everyone prepare yourself.
Rest in peace, Lady Loki.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with the things that I actually like. And this is where they literally had me nearly on the seat of like, if the episode is going to end here, I'm going to fucking love it again. And then they didn't. Because the shape-shifting was introduced incredibly well. Like, because, like, for me, it was always the thing of, like, I want to see more magical things that Loki can do. And it was almost like a very creepy scene, which for Marvel is not the content that we usually get. Like, it was quite spooky to introduce that, the way he could just shift through the different bodies and then the bodies just fall down and stuff, because that's a very, very creepy way of portraying shapeshifting, which then cannot be equalized with being gender fluid. It's not what being gender fluid is, people, please. Yeah, and gosh, everything else, just, I watch it for Tom mostly, and I think the chemistry between him and Mobius is interesting, because it's just the thing of, like, almost like Mobius feels a bit like a, you know, therapist that kind of just, like, wants to help as best as he can. Like, he's very tired of his job and just kind of, like, still wants to figure stuff out. It all doesn't sit right with me with the whole, like, storytelling. Like, if someone bigger than the apparent space lizards are behind it, that would be great, because I'm just not sold on any point in this storytelling at this point. Like, to me, it's like, before they revealed that, I was so excited to even think about, like, the multiverse with Doctor Strange and stuff. And now I'm just like, what's the point? Like, what is the point in any of this? Like, this is really shit storytelling. And so I hope they're going to bring up this thing of, like, yeah, the TVA is not the greatest power of the universe. It's a lie. It's just a fragment of something higher that you don't understand. Hopefully. I don't know. It feels a bit, like, too much. And it's a bit of a shame. Like, we had that in the other episode of, like, you know, if we would have at least had bits before of, like, there's a glimpse of the TVA, or this makes sense there, or that makes sense there. And, like, I'm 100% sure they had some kind of idea what they wanted to do with Loki when Endgame and stuff came out. So it's not like they couldn't have introduced that, you know? So it's a bit like this thing of, like, I really don't care about anyone other than Mobius in this whole freaking building. Like, Casey. Casey? Was it Casey? Casey's great. But everyone is so distressed in this building. Like, holy shit, just, can you all just settle the fuck down and just, like, be calm for a second and just fucking chill and be relaxed? Like, that one commander that is in Loki's cage, she's so aggressively written. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I almost, like, not feeling sorry, but I think it's a bit of a shame. Like, I think this could be a better character than just the aggressive lady that wants to put Loki in a cell, you know, or the judge that we had from the other episode. And, like, see, this is also the thing. I'm not invested enough to, like, care about these characters at all. And that's such a shame, because, like, with, for example, Falcon and Winter Soldier, we had at least, like, Darcy, for example. No, that was Wanda, sorry. With Falcon and Winter Soldier, we had, like, War Machine in between. Or, what was it? Isaac, the Black Captain America?
Isaiah,
sorry, yeah. And, you know, these characters where you are interested in their stories and stuff. But right now, this is just an organization with mad, angry people that want to, like, figure out the variant. And it's just like, whoa, you all need to take a chill pill and get a ticket and just sit and wait. And it's just this thing of, like, I'm just, don't really care. And the only reason why I really care about Mobius is because he's the only one that somewhat seems to be invested in the whole, like, Loki situation. And now we're gonna come to my favorite pet peeve of the whole episode, because as I said, I was jinxing this, basically. So I think the first problem is, I mean, I don't know how people always get on the sets and, like, get a glimpse of who's filming what and stuff. And it's tough to, like, avoid spoilers in the sense, even before productions come out and stuff. But with that one, it's also, I don't fucking get what kind of casting this is for Lady Loki. I don't fucking get it at all. Like, this could be, I'm sorry, but this, and this is nothing against the actress as in, like, her acting skills or anything, but this could be just another actor from any TV show that they could have grabbed on. Like, there is no sense to it why this person had to be casted as Lady Loki. Like, this makes no sense at all to me. Like, with any comic references, with anything that they want to portray, nothing screams Loki about me for that. Like, they had me with the shape-shifting scene. I was so invested in, like, I love, like, the whole, like, oh, this is building up. And my ideal ending of the whole thing would have been, like, you don't even get to see the reveal, you know? You have to at least wait another episode. But no, we're getting the other... Like, what is the... Why should I care when you literally serve us everything on the silver plate? That on the first episode, you literally explain how the whole Marvel Universe works in a whole explanation episode. In the second episode, you also show us the face of the freaking variant.
Yep.
And it's part of Loki, and it's just thing of... Like... If I want to watch a documentary about Marvel, like, it's a shame because, like, they've done so well on Wanda and, like, with Falcon and Winter Soldier. Obviously, there are gaps in, like, portrayals that they could have much better done and, like, improved. But at least the storytelling had me hooked. With Wanda, I was so excited to see the next episode. Even with Falcon and Winter Soldier, I mean, that was already, like, on the verge of, like, ah, what are they doing? But I was still like, oh my god, what's happening to Zemo? What's happening to this? Like, the S.H.I.E.L.D. episode where the captain smashes that guy and stuff. Like, you literally sat there and were like, whoa. And this is just this thing of, like, there's so much mess. Like, and we only have 4 episodes left. And it's like, you create a mess. I don't know how you want to explain that. I don't know how you want to leave this off. I don't know how you want to leave this off to this whole thing of, like, yeah, we're going to get all these movies that are connected to these 3 TV shows, because that's what we're going to get with, like, Multiverse. That's what we're going to get with the Thor. Like, even with Thor, Love and Thunder, I'm like, I see nothing of that connecting to anything that Loki does right now. And it's just the thing of, like, why? Like, I think he's a brilliant character and he had so much more potential. And, like, It's so sad what they did with that so far. Cause, and yeah, with Lady Loki, I'm sorry, but I'm not buying anything. I'm just not buying anything. Like, I don't think she's a great scary villain or whatever. I don't think she's accurately on point or any portrayal of what Loki would be like. Like, it's not about the fact that, like, she's blonde or anything, but it's just this thing of, like, you're really trying to sell this Lady Loki version to me in, like, the 2 last minutes of episode 2. Like, why? Why should I care? And it's just, it's frustrating. And it's also this thing of, like, I'm pretty sure they're gonna, like, at this moment, it feels like this is just the kind of, like, gender fluid approval that we get. Like, oh yeah, he's also actually a woman portrayed by another white actress that is like, oh my fucking God, like, Marvel, get your facts and figures straight and get it, like, it's not like queer actors don't exist, you know? It's not like you couldn't even have gotten them on the set to actually try to make this portrayal right. No, this is really shit so far. And it's just, it's frustrating me because I love Marvel too and I care for this character to a certain extent, but I'm not invested at all. And, like, so much has gone wrong in the production so far with the storytelling. Like, obviously, we're missing on 4 episodes. So, but I hate the, like, this is not good storytelling in the sense of, like, I want to know the next episode. This is like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to somewhat throw in the solution in the next episodes, but why should I continue? That's like reading a book and you're like, okay, so I have all these explanations, but technically I don't have to read to continue because, you know, 3 spaces that rule the universe and no matter what happens, it's their thing. So, like, I didn't even feel threatened for the whole thing of, like, oh no, the timeline is fucked up. He just jumped in there and it's like, I don't know, there was no suspense, there was nothing really that got me, like, I will watch it, obviously, because I support Tom, and it's, yeah, but the whole, oh, that was my Alexa. The whole portrayal so far is just very rubbish done, and it's, yeah, I don't know, it's a shame. It's such a shame. Like, mic drop. You're doing not great, Marvel.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird one. I don't know why. Like, I think it's, like I say, like, I think they just got too much to explain in this one. Like, I don't know if maybe that's a bit of a, like, the problem is, like, they're trying to make up for Endgame, I think, is the problem. You know, they're trying to be like, hey, like, you remember when they went time traveling and that kind of has huge ramifications? Like, don't worry. Like, and, like, obviously they got the multiverse to set up as well. But then, I mean, the more I think about it, like, I don't know how they're going to... I think both of you said this. Like, we don't know how this stuff is going to... Like, the bigger ramifications, you know, of the greater MCU. Because, like, I know the whole point is that this stuff is supposed, you know, now we're getting TV series that actually have impact, so to speak, you know, compared to like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Daredevil, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing I'm fearful of is that they're still going to be condensed stories, especially in regards to, like, when I think of each one, I can think of the exact way they'll just condense it down. Like WandaVision has no real ramifications. Like, it does in the sense of we've got the Scarlet Witch, but you don't need to really watch WandaVision, do you, to see the Scarlet Witch? Like, you know her, you know who she is, and if they decide to say in Doctor Strange that, hey, like, here's Scarlet Witch now, you're like, most people who are probably like, if you're a sort of a more casual fan, you'll be like, cool. And then, like, you know, with Captain America 4, if they go, hey, here's Sam as Cap, you're gonna go, yep, I already knew that, like, was coming from Endgame. Lola's leaving the room.
Yeah. No. Just had to bring back my Alexa.
And like with this one, I feel like it's gonna be the exact same. Like, I don't think I'll be very amazed if we see anyone outside of this. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with Loki's not coming back, right? Like, I feel like that is the giveaway. Like, you know, we're not getting more Loki. I feel like I say, once the TVA gets exposed, there goes that. Like, the only potential who I don't think will make his appearance in this is Kang, but even then, I don't think he's set for Ant-Man. So it's like I said, I feel like they'll just be like, yep, the multiverse blew up one day. You know, that's the explanation we'll get. And then that's kind of like, I feel like that's the problem. I thought the point of these was supposed to be that they were still connected, but they're doing the exact same mistake of making it connected, but on such a minuscule scale. And I think that's why, like, especially with Loki, it's probably more obvious, because it just feels like, okay, but, like, what does this mean? You know, like, what does this act like? We want to see the ramifications. Because, like, we were lucky with, like, WandaVision that WandaVision was our first one, right? So we were just excited. Mm-hmm. We were just like, hell yes, like, Marvel TV, sign me up. And they did, like, such a good job of making it a spectacle by having it be the old sitcoms, having all this stuff. So you were just, it was exciting to see that. And we got a brief glimpse of it affecting the wider MCU in terms of, like, we saw, like, Wanda's past more and things like that. But, like, for example, the one I always think of is White Vision. Like, no one's mentioned him yet. Like, we just let this other Vision disappear. And, like, no, there's no, to my knowledge, no one's talked about it, or, like, there's been no discussion of him appearing in any other stuff. So, like, what is there, just a Vision robot who's just roaming about? And then, like, Winter Soldier is, again, it's great, but, again, could easily be, like, this was our more realistic show, which was great. But again, like, realistically, they could just show him in the next film as Cap. And I feel like, did you really miss a lot? Like, not really. Like, yeah, it's unfair. But, and then I feel like that's going to be the same with Loki. Like, at the end of the day, is it going to matter if you don't watch it, I guess? Because Marvel always caters to everyone, right? They don't, you know, how many people probably watched Infinity War or Endgame without watching 20 other movies, you know, and still had a good time. So, yeah, it also kind of, on a little tangent, but there was rumors they sort of said they weren't going to release it physically as well, which is really interesting. Like, as in, like, they're not going to release the shows on Blu-rays or DVD. Which is kind of, like, really pisses me off, because, like, it just, like, if that is true, which I could see why they'd do it, that's, like, further my point of why I don't think they'll think it matters. Because if they're not going to release it, like, they're kind of almost saying that it doesn't matter to your collection, almost. Yeah, I mean, like, I have all the Marvel films. If I can't own the TV series, like, what the fuck? Like, I thought these are supposed to be just as important, you know? It might not be true. It might come out eventually. But at the moment, there's no plans. And that's really annoying that we're going to have this, like, content that's, like, not coming out. And it's the same with a lot of stuff, like Mandalorian. I don't think it's had a Blu-ray release yet. And it's just kind of like, I understand that obviously it's Disney Plus and they need to keep it on their subscription, you know, going, but, like, what the fuck? Like, how am I going to have my MCU collection with no you know, other stories, and that's my little other tangent.
This is just like a question, but have they confirmed that they're just one series each? Is that all that they're going to be?
Yeah, I think as far as I'm aware, it's at this moment no one has been confirmed for a second series, but I think it was more of a maybe like it. I more than likely I doubt it, but yeah, there's been no set like renewed, or you know, no one's getting a second series, but
yeah, okay, because then I think that would like cement it further that then these series don't matter as much, because they're not going to continue past the one series, then yeah, what's the point? Like, I think it would be really cool if everything you kind of said, really. I just want it to be more connected. Like, I was just having a think, like, how would, like, I even would love it if, yeah, it's kind of like trying to set up the timeline and like Endgame and stuff, but I would even love it if it's directly related, in that maybe they caught Loki and we're going to try and put him back, but he escaped again, and the whole series is him kind of like hopping through time trying to escape them, but maybe he's also trying to help out Thor and the Avengers, because if the TVA also catch on to them also trying to fix the timeline and change it, then they get in trouble as well. But Loki's the only one who knows about them, so he's almost trying to distract them and help the Avengers out, and then that would make it more like consistent. And like, yeah, maybe then it still wouldn't be that you'd have to watch it to know what happened, because they do save the day, but it would still be like a really fun series that you would still go back and enjoy, and it'd be more like, I don't know, high stakes and action rather than what we currently have. I don't know, I just
Marvel left us with a lot of mess, and we're going to wrap this up here and see where it takes us with the next episode, which is coming out Wednesday, which is when you are be able to listen to this episode. So stay tuned, guys. Let us know what you think. Like, are you on my side when it comes to all things Loki? Are you somewhere in the spectrum of actually enjoying this? What are your thoughts? Let us know. Obviously, that's all our different opinions. So if you take that personally, it sucks to be you. And we'll be back to discuss another episode of Loki. And let's see what we do next time, because like, we've done villain quizzes. So whatever you want to hear, guys, if you want to see us taking specific tests, we should take tests on the DC spectrum, just to be clear on like on certain tests and stuff. But anyways, thank you for listening, guys. On that note, I just want to quickly drop, I see you guys all around the world. Like, we have fans literally all over the world, and it's amazing that you guys keep coming back and just enjoy our rambles and stuff. So thank you, guys, and we hope to hear you next time, and see you next time. See you next time. I'm Gigi and Sadie.
Bye.
You want to get in contact with us? Don't you worry, you can find us on social media, on Instagram as Abel or Elsie Hamilton, or I am Lola Hamilton when it comes to all things coaching, magic and spirituality, as well as the website lolahamilton.uk. If you're interested in the book series, revolutionseries.com is your way to go and dive into the universe full of magic, LGBTQ characters and dark fantasy.